Welcome to the Change Your World Virtual Summit, brought to you today by the Public Speakers Association. I'm so excited to introduce to you the fabulous Ms. Cheryl Jennings. Cheryl, why don't you take it from here?
Okay, thank you, Tanya. Well, it's a beautiful day, and we're getting close to that time in our lives that we all try to stop and think about the things that we're most thankful for. I know that a lot of people don't really celebrate Thanksgiving like they would maybe like to be doing because their families didn't always take time to celebrate Thanksgiving. But in our family, that was always a big deal. In fact, having a house full of company and lots of good food and time to visit with each other was just something that we've always enjoyed. And this year, we are actually traveling south so we can be with some of our family that's back in Tennessee, and we're all going to meet in Georgia, actually, and we're going to get to spend some time with our daughter, her husband, and our little grandkids. And, you know, life just goes by so fast that it doesn't leave us a lot of time to just stop and reflect on all of the many wonderful things that have happened in our lives. But that's my challenge today. I want to focus on what do we have to be grateful for. You know, this last week has been such a shocker with all the things that have happened over in France and the horrible things that we keep hearing about. And our world is filled with so many negative, hard-to-deal-with questions and problems that are out there. And it often brings our attitudes down. We start thinking in negative, depressing ways, and it's truly a challenge for all of us to stop and really think, okay, am I getting caught up into something that is not right now affecting me? Is there anything that I can do? And if there's not, then what can I focus on that might be helpful? I know that it is hard when you hear very sad news to just jump right over and start thinking of something positive. And I'm not saying that. We need time to reflect on the things that happen and to really make a stop to think how wonderful it is that we have family, that we're not in that situation, and take time to pray for the families that are affected by the horrible things that happen. But at this time of year, what I had planned to focus on, I still want to focus on, and that's to look for things in your own life that you can be grateful for, and look for people who have affected your life and influenced you and made you become a better person. I know in my life, I have a lot to be grateful for. I have a grandfather that was brought over to this country when he was a very small little boy with his parents, but his father died almost as soon as he got here. And you might think, well, that was a horrible tragedy. Well, his mother couldn't speak English either, so they talked her into putting him into an orphanage in New York City. And this is back about the turn of the century of 1900 when he was put in that orphanage. But let me just explain to you a little bit about that and why I'm so grateful for him. When he was over here, he was actually one of the many, many children put into an orphanage. And at that time, I think the population in New York City became almost 25% of orphans. There wasn't enough for anybody to eat, and people would actually put their children in an orphanage because they didn't have the money or the means to take care of them. Well, my grandfather ended up being one of those little boys that was put onto one of the orphan trains. And that was an idea that was brought about because a minister who was in New York City said, you know, we have such a huge population of orphans here in New York, but if we could just get the children to the Midwest, there are so many people there that would be grateful to have children. And so they, through lots and lots of hardships, they finally raised enough money to put all of these little children on a train with just a couple of people to take care of them. The conditions were very bad. They didn't have much heat. They didn't have much food during that time. And it was a long journey to just be put into a train. And not everybody on the train was even happy to have them on there. But the fact is, that's what happened. And as they would go through towns, leaving New York, going to the Midwest, they would stop at the different stations. And they would take the children off the train and stand them up on the platform. And people could come to see if they wanted to adopt one of those children. They would maybe poke around on their faces, look at their teeth as if they were just an animal or horse or something they were looking at. They would feel of their muscles to see if they were strong enough to help them do a lot of the chores and the things that were related mostly to farming, to help raise food and to take care of a family. These children were often put into homes where they had to endure a lot of hardship. Some were abused, and some of them even ran away from homes. But my grandfather was one of those that ended up going all the way to the Midwest and got to Kansas before somebody adopted him. Now, a lot of times we hear all of these stories about people who were immigrants coming into our country today, but I'm going to tell you that 100 years ago, it was much different. These people came to America, but they came to change the world. My grandfather was adopted by a family, and he worked very, very hard. But, you know, there was a time that our country was going to war, and he signed up and actually served in the military. He worked at small jobs. He was good at typing, so he taught typing classes, and he taught some other things. And then when he met my grandmother and they got married, then later they moved to Wichita, where he decided he wanted to work for the Kansas Milling Company. And when he got ready to apply for the job, they did a background check, and they said, Mr. Novak, you are not an American citizen. And he said, oh, I'm sure I was. I was born in New York. Because, you see, they destroyed so many of the records of those children, their birth certificates, because they were putting them in there knowing that their families were never supposed to ever find them again. And so many of the records that were there were lost, destroyed, or something. So he really didn't realize who his birth parents were, and he didn't realize that he came from Czechoslovakia. Well, when they told him this, he actually went through everything that he needed to in order to become an American citizen. He got a job with the Kansas Milling Company, and he worked for them for so many, many years, and he finally worked his way up into an important position in the company. And when he did, I remember as a young person going to visit my grandparents, and he would have to fly to Panama, or he would have to go ride the Queen Mary and be gone for a couple of weeks. And he would go and represent our country and try to sell wheat to other countries. I'm very grateful that I have a family that's like this, because my grandfather never complained about what happened to him. In fact, we didn't even realize a lot of the things that happened in his life. And we will never know a lot of the things, because he didn't stand around talking about the hardships that he had in life. And, you know, this is something that many people get caught up in every day, just finding something small that they focus on, something that irritates them, something negative, and they focus on the bad things that happen. But my grandfather didn't, and he actually helped to start a Christian university. He also was instrumental in helping start an orphanage that's in Wichita, Kansas. It's still open. The place is called Maud Carpenter Children's Home. The university he helped to start was Oklahoma Christian University, and I'm proud to say that I've got to go there to school. In fact, I was there many years ago, and that's where I met my husband, and I was a young woman coming from Virginia to go to school in Oklahoma, and look where I am now. I'm still in Oklahoma. But, you know, there's so many things about my grandparents that they taught us some really good lessons. They taught us what it means to have hardships, but to not stand around complaining. They taught us what it means to be good citizens. They taught us what it meant to be able to endure the hardships and yet still just make good use of the time, good use of the way that they live their lives. They weren't rich people, that they had adequate means to take care of the family. And all of the family that I have, I'm just very blessed that I come from a good family, that we have so many good, strong people in our lives that are strong in character. Now, the reason I'm telling you all of this is that we are really in a time in our lives that I don't believe we've ever heard as much negative conversation, as much negative news as we hear today. And I want to give you a challenge that for the next 30 days, you focus every day on thinking of something that you can be grateful for. Maybe you've got a story in your life that's like what I shared. Your story would be different. But something that you can see that was good about the way that your parents raised you. Something good about the way that you lived that taught you to be a good person who's able to work and have good work ethics. This is something we need to be teaching young people, because so many times we go to stores and or we're needing help from somebody and they're standing, they're talking to their friends, they're talking on the phone, they're texting, or they're doing anything except focusing on what they're there for. But when you find someone who is good, who does have some good work ethics, why not compliment them? And I'm saying this because just yesterday, my husband and I got to go eat at El Chico in our mall. And there is a woman in there who busses the tables. She looks to be probably in her 40s. And she is always so pleasant. And I noticed her because we usually see young men busing tables. But a few months ago, we were in there, and I just watched as she went from table to table and cleaned them and seemed happy to be there, happy to have this job, bussing the tables. And she was so pleasant that I literally wrote the manager and said, I just want to thank you for the good service that's at your restaurant. We enjoyed being there, but we also noticed this young woman who was bussing tables and how pleasant she was in her job. She exchanged real sweet niceties, just, you know, passing the time as she would be bussing a table next to you or to someone else. And the next time we went into that restaurant to eat, the manager came out to our table, shook our hands, thanked me for the card, and he literally brought out, and I'm not saying I did this for anything because I didn't know what was going to happen, but he literally brought out extra queso and put on our table and said, this is on the house. When we got through eating our meal, they brought out a dessert and said, the manager said to give you this. And it was all because we took the time to say, thank you for good service. Thank you for the people that you have working there. You know, so many times we notice that somebody goes out of their way to make a job easier for us. I've noticed that there are people, when Tanya was talking about us being in Hollywood just not long ago, we were there for meetings, but there was a young man that was the concierge at this hotel where we were staying. And when I went over to ask some information from him, he was so nice to talk to that when I got ready to walk away, he said, oh, ma'am, you come back and talk to me anytime as long as you want to. I enjoyed talking with you. Well, the next day I went down there and was asking directions to try to get the shuttle to get to the airport. And I had a few extra minutes, so I stayed around just to thank him and gave him an extra tip because I knew that he had gone out of his way to make arrangements for me to ride the shuttle. And without me asking, he actually made arrangements for me to have a late checkout about 3 because he knew I was going to be at the hotel longer and would have to just sit in the foyer. There are people who do go out of their way to literally do something nice and kind for you. I'm sure there are. And when you do have these incidents, take time to go and say thank you to those people. I took his picture, I sent him a card, I sent him some cookies, and then I sent his picture and a note to his boss to say, you have one of the most pleasant men working for you at this hotel, and I just want to say, I watched him as he talked to other people, and he would literally take time to walk each person out to see the right door that they would go out of when it came time for their shuttle to be there. And what he would say is, I just don't want you to be standing at the wrong door and then miss your ride. because the shuttle was going to pick us up at the back of the hotel and not the front. You see, it's just something very small like that that makes a difference in our lives. And right now, as you're getting close to when it's Thanksgiving and you are thinking more in terms of what you're grateful for, I hope you'll take time at, when you're at your table, for everybody at the table to maybe say something that they're grateful for. Maybe it's something that could be very small, but it's made a huge difference in your life. Or maybe it's something that was really big that impacted you. It could be that you have a teacher that was so good that you look back in your life and you think, boy, at the time I thought they were being really hard on me, but now I realize that teacher was the one that prepared me to make it easier for me to know how to work hard or to do the right job and not get away with just something that anybody could have done. You see, it's all a matter of how we focus. And I know T. Allen Haynes just talked about some of the people that you're around, but it's true. They say you're more like the five people that you hang around the most. So who are those people? Can you take time to write them a note and say, I thank you for the influence that you've been in my life? And by doing that, you'll do two things. First of all, it's going to help you because you'll learn to look for things that are good, that are positive, and things that can make a difference in your own life. But you also may help them to learn that those little things that they do are really big things, that they've made big changes in your own life. And they've had an influence on you that will make them want to do that for more people. You see, we all have people that are watching us. And I grew up in a family that my father was a minister. And my mother would often tell us, you know, now be careful what you do because you influence, people are watching you, and that you're a reflection on our family. Well, I've always tried to get my children to realize that they're a reflection of Christ, and help us to always put into our minds how we are a reflection of being Christians. And the way that we treat people is going to be very important. We need to know that we can have a good impact on other people. You know, life is not always easy. In fact, there are a lot of difficult things that happen in our lives. But, you know, even in the difficult times, we can be grateful for that because it often leads to something good. Now, let me give you an illustration of this. You know, in the Bible, it says, in everything, give thanks. Well, you start thinking, well, how can I be grateful for things that are hard for me, for things that are tough? But we've had a son that has cerebral palsy. And there are so many things that we've gone through that have been very, very difficult. And yet, because we went through those difficult times, we learned to be grateful for the times that weren't so hard. We learned to be thankful for people who have really been a good influence on our son, helping him grow right. Our other girls have watched the difficulties that Blake has had, and they've always been kinder and more gentle with people who have any kind of a disability or hardship. You see, what we do is a reflection to our children, to our grandchildren. They're watching what we do. And so we want to be careful and always be saying how thankful we are, how grateful we are, and try to make that the focus in our lives. And for the next 30 days, I want to challenge you to write a note to someone every single day for 30 days and say, I am so thankful that you are in my life. And tell them at least one reason why you're thankful for that person. You see, we need to have the gratitude challenges. I love being with Send Out Cards, and I love it because that is an emphasis that they've made in trying to impact everybody who uses the cards to remember that you change the world one card at a time with kindness. And that's a wonderful thing to do. I have people that come up and they thank me, they hug me, or they'll send me back some note in the mail and tell me that they're grateful for me too. And they actually are just saying, you know, that a note made a big difference in their life, that they have appreciated the fact that somebody took notice of them. Maybe they were sick, or maybe you didn't see them at some point and you just wanted to say, I miss you. I'm thinking about you. And these are things that anybody can do. It doesn't have to be anything big. But think about the people who influenced you when you were growing up. What kind of incidents have had the biggest impact on you? And who is that person that you can say thank you today? Maybe you have people in your office that go out of their way. It could be that it's somebody that literally could be taking the mail around, but they're pleasant when they do it. It could be that there's somebody that was a boss that just took extra time to teach you something that's made a difference in your life. It could be that there are some friends that you just haven't said, you mean so much to me, and realize that you may not always have them in your life. So take time to do it. You know, we don't have to be satisfied with things that are not good. We can focus on the things that are good and bring about a lot of wonderful things for other people. And then don't just stop with trying to dream about what you want life to be like for yourself. You know, they say that if you don't write down your goals, that they're just wishes or dreams. So what kind of goals do you have that you can say, this is something I want to do? And learning to be grateful and the kind of person that always notices the small things other people do can impact a lot of people in your life. And, you know, our lives are full of a lot of things that distract us, and they keep us from doing keeping the main thing. But there are people on YouTube that you can watch that are teaching us positive messages and helping us to make changes and create good habits. If you have time, instead of just wasting it, listen to some of these speakers. There are many of them out there. You can listen to things by Brian Tracy, by Brendon Burchard, by Jim Rohn, Bob Proctor. There are so many people that have Zig Ziglar, Dale Carnegie. There are so many books, too, that are wonderful, that teach us good habits. And nearly all of them will say, learn to be grateful. Learn to see the things that you can say thank you for. And as you're getting close to having your Thanksgiving with your family, I hope that this is going to be a wonderful time for you. And it's not going to be one that's just wasted. But take time to really be grateful, slow down, and just spend that time enjoying the people that you're with. You know, the man that created Send Out Cards is Cody Bateman, and he said the reason that he did this was because we all have promptings that we should tell people we love them, or we should take time just to call them and let them know we're thinking about them. And he said that when he was a young man, he got ready to go home and tell his family goodbye before he moved. And he saw everybody but one brother. And he thought, well, I'll see him the next time I come back home. But his brother was killed in an accident just 3 months after that. And that had a direct impact on his life to say, you know, we have promptings to do good. We know we ought to send cards, and literally we each one send maybe 10 cards in a whole year, but we each should be sending something like 70. So he created this system where you can actually get on your computer, on your iPhone, your iPad, take a picture, put it on a card, type your message in there, put the address in there, click send, and that card will be printed up on a beautiful card with however you've designed it, and it will be put in the mail by the next day, and it will be delivered to someone's mailbox. I have a friend who made a beautiful song, and she wrote this song, and it's called Send Me Some Love in the Mail. And the reason she said she did it was because her husband died when he was very young, and she had no love letters from him. He never took time to write anything down. And so she has made up this song, and she literally helps men learn how to send sweet messages to their wives, to be the hero of their own wives. Because she said, we need to be thinking about what our families are going to have to remember us by. And if we don't write anything down, they don't have any letters to remember them. And I just thought that's such a wonderful point. And when you go out to eat, you see everybody on their phones texting each other and not talking. So take time now for the next 30 days. Take this challenge to be grateful and send cards every day for 30 days to say thank you. If you would like to try doing this, I would actually just allow you to get on my site and then send two cards for free. I'll pay for your cards. For two of your cards, I'll even pay your postage. So let me tell you how to do this so you can get online and do it. I don't want you to forget, but go to sendoutcards.com/ and put 133620. Or if it's easier, instead of the numbers, put my name. Just sendoutcards.com/CherylJennings. And my name is CherylGinnings. And, you know, that's a good way for you to get started. It won't cost you anything but a few minutes of your time. Get on there, make a card, and then in a few days, somebody is going to have a card in their mailbox that you've created and made special just for them. This system allows you to go on Facebook. You can download their pictures. You can download pictures that are on your computer, your phones, or whatever. Or you can just take one and send it off to somebody. And if you want to know more about it, just send me a little note. There's a way to contact me on that site, or just it's CherylJennings@gmail.com. And Tanya, I guess you'll be putting this down where they'll be able to see how to spell our names right. And I'll stop here and see if there are any questions that anybody has about how to reach me or how to go about making someone's day wonderful by being grateful.